The Blitz. Yes, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugarland, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Constellation Field in Sugarland, where it is still raining, but I promise the rain is going to stop. And as far as we know, the game is still on. And if you want to get in, best way is to hit us up on Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at John Snow. You can text the show at 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. But right now, very excited to talk to our next guest, and disappointed that we're not going to get to talk to him in person again.
Especially because we're getting rained on, and he's not.
Yeah. Ryan Leaf joins us. Ryan, how are you, man? Good to talk to you again.
You guys, too. It's good to talk to you.
So let's talk about what you're doing first, and then we'll get into some other stuff. But you're traveling the country right now, bringing awareness to addiction and recovery. Talk a little bit about what you got going on, and let's let the people know why you're here.
You bet. We're in the Houston area right now because we recently opened a sober community for Transcend Recovery Community, and we're based right there in the middle of the Heights, and run by a local. Local Houstonite named Joni Ogle, who does a heck of a job for us. So we were here on Monday night speaking at the Council on Recovery, which was an amazing evening, great turnout, a lot of young adults in the audience, which was such a blessing. And we're running up to Dallas tonight and speaking at a town hall forum for opiate addiction in the Metroplex area. And if anybody wants to find out about that, that'll be on Saturday. Just head to the LevinsonFoundation.org, or you can go to our website at TranscendRC.com for further information. And if anybody's out there in need, TranscendRC.com is the place to go, and we'll do what we can so you don't have to feel that pain and that misery that I felt for so long.
Yeah, you know, we talked to you at the Super Bowl, and you talked about that a lot in your journey and how you got here. And when you look back, you seem so much more mature. You seem so comfortable now. Do you kind of wish that obviously the things had to happen for you to get there, but do you kind of wish, I kind of wish I'd come into the NFL with this mindset. I might have been a different player.
Of course. But I believe that, any 40-year-old man has a different perspective than that 22-year-old, especially one who maybe had the maturity level of a 13-year-old and then was given, $30 million. So I always joke around at my talks about, any of you have a 13-year-old out there, imagine that 13-year-old with $30 million and see what goes on in that world. Of course I do. I don't necessarily think that I'd be the man I am without, of course, going through all the things I have. And I didn't ever think I'd be grateful for having gone to prison. And when I get up and I'd say my prayers and I meditate in the morning, my perspective's changed completely. I'm grateful for the little things. I'm grateful for my bed because I slept on a slab of concrete for 32 months. I'm grateful for the people in my life. I'm grateful for the fact that I get to go to a job that puts me in the service industry. I mean, that's a huge change because I was of service to no one my whole life. And that's a 180-degree lifestyle change, and that's what I think it takes for somebody who was in such a deep depression and hole like I was.
You know, when we were at the Super Bowl, we talked to you a little bit about what was going on with Johnny Manziel, and he took, from that point, it looks like a turn for the worse, and maybe, I mean, at least he's been less showy about it lately. Maybe he's doing better, maybe not, but we're seeing less of him lately. What do you think of what's happened with him, and do you think he needs to kind of hit that same rock bottom that you did to find his way out?
I hope not. I mean, I hope that he can stand in front of the mirror someday soon and be able to be okay with who's staring back at him. That was always the problem with me. And I think that that has a lot to do with what other people think of him. And I think I used this affirmation while I was there, and one I try to repeat to myself every day that my therapist and I work on. You know, it's what other people think of me is none of my business. And when you kind of have an identity crisis, like I did for the longest time, it was about being a, you know, a great college football player to being the biggest bust football player and failure, and then to being a felon. All those things weren't who I was. I was simply just Ryan, this human being trying to live this human experience. And I think for the longest time, he's had to be this caricature, Johnny Football. And I don't know what that means to him. So I find it difficult that he even understands who he is right now. If you can look back to when he was a kid and just enjoyed football as John or Johnny, you know, I'd love for him to find that peace and that unchaotic life that took so long for me to find.
Ryan, let me ask you, if you when you talk to people and you're helping people, in a case like Johnny Manziel, and obviously you understood this a little bit, but you had the whole famous camera thing, but with TMZ following him around everywhere and social media, it's at a level that we've never seen. What advice would you give to somebody who's in that kind of spotlight?
Well, you can step away from that. I mean, you really can. You can go find a sanctuary somewhere where you're removed from all of that. I mean, he's seeking it out. Otherwise, you don't go to the club every night on Hollywood Boulevard in West LA. It's just, you don't do that. You disappear. You go seek help. And but I can tell you right now, if that type of social media and TMZ Sports was out there back when I had retired and I was doing the exact same things, you know, flying around on a private jet, going to Cabo, spending too much money, drinking, being around women that I didn't need to be around. I mean, that's exactly what I was doing. I mean, it's like holding up a mirror. I think I've said that before. And that can be remedied. It's simply by making a choice. When you're faced with adversity, you either have two choices. You either can follow the negative path or deal with it in a healthy way. And for the longest time, I just dealt with it in a negative way. I was judgmental, fearful, defensive. And now being able to have that power or control in a way of something that is always difficult, to choose a healthy path, regardless of the situation, is enlightening and freeing in a way.
I think that people have always kind of paralleled you two, and maybe for good reason, but I also think that you are part of the reason why he didn't go as high as some people thought he might go in the draft. They sort of had a cautionary tale with you. Have you guys ever spoken? Has anyone ever asked you to reach out to him, or is that just something that you wait and see from him?
No, I have. I've reached out to him. I've had conversations with his father. You know, I'm just saying that I'm willing to help. And my sponsor always has told me this story. It's about those of us who have found this surrender and this acceptance. We essentially become the lighthouse. And he said, you never see the lighthouse running around the harbor looking for boats. The boats have to come to that light. And that's all we can do in this moment is to offer a hand of support in a way. I know when I go to meetings and I see men who have long years of sobriety, I want what they have. So I go and ask them how they did it, because my way didn't work. My way led me to prison. My way led me out of a career of football. So I go ask men who have what I want, and I learn from them.
Ryan, I think I told you this at the Super Bowl. You sound so good and so balanced and so centered, but this is not something that it's going to be there every day, right? I mean, this is something you've got to deal with every single day to avoid going back to that.
For sure. Now, this is a day-to-day thing, and I'm well aware of that. The substance of abuse part of it, I find it not as troublesome as the old behaviors that existed for years and years and years. The defensiveness, the judgmental, the fear, the embellishing of a story or trying to lie or the narcissistic behaviors that come out of it. But I understand them and I'm aware of them now, that when those things do crop up, because this is about progress and not perfection, because I am a flawed human being like everybody else, that I make amends for them immediately. And that's different and that's freeing, because I never admitted or was accountable for my poor behaviors. I always blamed it on somebody else. And me doing that, that's the change. And that's the daily struggle. 36 years of behavior doesn't change overnight. It may take another 36 years. So, you know, around 72 or so, I might have this thing figured out.
Brian Leaf is our guest. And obviously, being who you are, does that help when you're talking to people, when you're reaching out to people? Does that give you an advantage over a lot of the people who do this for a living as well that aren't as well known?
Well, my hope is that when I get up there and there's somebody in the audience or somebody listening on the radio or on television that who are too ashamed or not vulnerable enough to reach out and ask for help, they can hear my story and see that I had all of this and I fell so far and I did it in such a public forum. And maybe they even go, well, heck, my situation isn't as bad as his was. And they'll, you know, break down those walls a bit and drop that pride and ask for help. And I can tell them right now that when they do ask for that help, it's the strongest thing they can ever do. It's not a sign of weakness. I always thought for the longest time that the big, strong football player can't admit failure, can't admit defeat. But that's not what this is. This is a disease. Plain and simple.
Ryan, can you hang through the break with us and do one more segment? I'd love to ask you a few more questions if you can.
You bet, guys. Anything we can do to help.
Awesome. All right. AJ, tell the people about Man's Best Friend.
Man's Best Friend, I tell you, if you need a place to train your dog, you need a place to board your dog, you need a place to groom your dog, Man's Best Friend is the place for you. And listen, your dog wants to do good for you. He wants to make you happy. All dogs do. That's their nature, but they've got to know what to do. They've got to know what the right thing to do is, and that's where Man's Best Friend comes in. They are the professional difference in dog training. These guys know what they're doing. They've been doing it for a long time. They're open 7 days a week. They've got an air conditioned facility. You know, they'll take old dogs, new dogs. If you don't want to leave them there, they've got private lessons available where you can come in and pick them, or you can come in with the dog and they'll train them on the spot. You make appointments, or you can leave them there for a while and he'll come back a brand new dog, as they say. Man's Best Friend, I used them for both my corgis when I was training them. They did a fantastic job with them. They are at 2331 Bingle Road there in Houston. The phone number is 713-932-6709, and you can check them out online at mansbestfriend.com. And our listeners get 20% off just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. That's mansbestfriend.com, and remember, 20% off when you mention ESPN 97.5. That's Man's Best Friend.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugarland, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live at Constellation Field. And what are the odds it's still raining? 1,000%.
1,000%, Fred.
But back in studio is Ryan Leaf, former NFL quarterback. And one of the most amazing college players that I remember seeing at Washington State. I mean, just could throw the ball all over the field. And but I have to tell you, Ryan, that what you've done since and what you've done the last couple of times we talked to you is a hell of a lot more impressive than anything you ever did on the football field, man.
I think that that shows what the way I've been looking at it. If I hadn't gone through what I gone through, I don't know if I would be as impactful to somebody who's struggling. If I would have been some guy that won 4 Super Bowls and rode off into the sunset, I think that my ability to reach people now and again be of service to somebody who feels hopeless, which is where I was at. Is such a huge difference maker in my life. It's made me a better person, for sure.
You know, I feel like your name is always going to be attached to Peyton Manning's. You know, you two were the same draft class, obviously, and everyone said, oh, who's it going to be, this one or that one? And there was always this sort of competition between you two. And then, you know, after a couple of years, Peyton's career started to do what it did, and yours started to do what yours did. Do you still, like, did you find yourself following Peyton's career and saying, you know, that could have been me? Or did you, at what point did you give up the fact that, you know what, Peyton, this was Peyton was the right guy to be the number one pick. At what point did you decide that?
I think that if there would be anybody to be resentful of, it would be him. But I mean, it's quite a compliment, the fact that we were tied one another. That meant must have meant I was pretty darn good. Also, he's such a great person. I've always rooted for him. I was the biggest fan on Super Bowl Sunday this last year, wanting him to win one and finish his career like that. So, such a great man, such a great family, along with Eli and Cooper and Archie and Olivia. So, I mean, they've been amazing to my family my whole life because we met when we were about 21 years old, each one of us, and we've kind of been tied to since, even though my career may have been much, much less than his. It's a pleasure and an honor to be linked to him like I have.
Ryan, was there, for people who are listening who might be close to this point where they're ready to ask for help, was there one moment, was it being in prison, or was there one thing where you finally decided to make that decision that, hey, I need help, or was it kind of a cumulative thing?
Yeah, but I had to be humbled because of my insatiable fear of being found out, and I just had to be humbled to the point where I had to realize that it doesn't matter. There's so many more things more important than what other people think of you, that you played a silly game for a living and wasn't successful. I mean, those were just things that didn't need to, continue to bring me down. And I look back at them now and I think of how foolish it was. But depression affects so many of us, and we don't know how to get out of it. And a lot of times we just have to be intervened with. We find ways to medicate it. In my case, it was with Vicodin. I didn't know how to cope with being a failure at the highest level when there's only 32 of them in this world. And I thought it was the end of it. And, like I said before, I was willing to take my life. That's how hopeless I was. So the hope is that when people hear my story, that they reach out and ask for that help. Because like the men I look for in the rooms who have what I want, I hope they see the same and want this peaceful and unchaotic life that I've found.
Ryan Leaf, our guest, and I want to ask you one quick football question, and then we'll kind of get back to this. But you did have some games in the NFL where people saw those flashes. I remember watching you play. I think it was the Titans, and you looked like the guy who was that draft pick. Do you have some moments from the NFL that you look back on and say, you know what, that was a pretty good game? I feel pretty good about that.
For some reason, I always played well against the Broncos. I had my only 300-yard games against the Broncos, and I don't know if Mike Shanahan just simply said, we don't have to worry about this Leaf kid. Defense, take the week off. I don't know, but for some reason, Mile High was a good place to play. I did. I had a good game down in Nashville against the Titans back in the day. So I look back at it now, and I go, I got to start 21 games in the NFL. They all weren't great. But I got an opportunity to do what a lot of people wish they could accomplish, and I can't look at it as something as a failure. I do like to talk about football. I love to talk about sports, and I take myself – I don't take myself very seriously when it comes to all that stuff. When I transfer that over to the seriousness of recovery, that's a different story. But I enjoy talking about football. I enjoy talking about all sports. I mean, that's what – my father and I's relationship existed for many, many years. Mornings in the morning, we'd wake up and have breakfast together, and Mom could always tell what season it was, baseball, basketball, or football, by the way our stats talk started that morning.
Yeah, if you'd been a fifth-round pick, you'd look back on your career and say that's pretty darn good. It's just with the spotlight that comes with being the number two guy, then obviously people are going to look at it differently. Do you? How much do you watch now, and who are some NFL players you admire that are playing now?
Well, I admire every quarterback that starts in the NFL because I know how difficult it is. My favorites, are Aaron Rodgers is probably my favorite. I think that watching him play is pretty amazing. He just seems so in control, so patient, so calm out there when things are going a million miles an hour. I'm a fan of Ben Roethlisberger because he's a big quarterback like I was. I love the fieriness of Phillip Rivers down in San Diego. And I'm really rooting for Brock Osweiler here in Houston because he's a fellow Montanan. And there isn't many of us that go on to play quarterback in the NFL. I think that you guys are seeing one on Sunday, and you're talking to one right now.
When, obviously, back in 2003, 2004, you lost your wife when you were kind of losing everything else. Have you gotten to a – I mean, I don't know if you're remarried. Have you gotten to a point where you feel like relationships are safe for you?
I think that it's not lost on me that when I do the right thing, when I'm being of service and I do the right thing, like great things happen for me. Not just good things. I'm blessed to have like great things happen for me, to have a job like I do, to be able to travel around and speak to people. And then I met just the best woman. I mean, she holds me accountable. She doesn't let me get a big head. She had no idea who I was when we met. I was simply just Ryan, and I was honest with her. She probably knows more about me than any woman I've ever dated in my life. And, you know, I'm grateful every day I get to wake up and be in a relationship with her for sure.
Brian, again, man, I really appreciate you spending some time with us and telling your story, because I think it's really powerful stuff. And I know we have listeners out there that are probably in a position where they really realize they need to get help. What would your advice be? Where would you tell them to go, and let people know again what it is you're doing?
Just simply know that asking for help isn't a weakness. Just reach out. If you want to, you reach out to me. If you heard something that you can relate to, reach out to me on my Twitter at Ryan D. Leaf, or at our website, transcendrc.com. Just make the call. You don't have to commit to anything. Just make the call, and you'll be amazed how being able to talk honestly and vulnerably to somebody who really truly cares can push you to becoming the best version of yourself. Because I wasn't that until I did this. And every day I wake up peaceful and happy and free and grateful for what has transpired in my life, good or bad.
That's Ryan Leaf, former NFL quarterback. And Ryan, really, really appreciate what you're doing, man. Stay on that right path. You sound fantastic. And sorry we didn't get to meet with you in person this time, but look forward to talking to you again down the road.
You bet. I think we'll be back out here in February. I think you guys got a little football game, I think, in February. So
we'll be there.
Rumor has it.
We'll come out and we'll throw a big old party for Transcend Recovery Community here, a nice sober party, and everybody can come and join in.
Awesome. That sounds great. All right, Ryan, thanks for doing the extra segment with us, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. You guys have a great night.
All right, you too. Right,
you too. Well, this is an awkward transition from sober parties.
It kind of is.
If you don't like to party sober and you like to age your spirits a little bit, Deep South Barrels is the way to go. And people have been asking me what my favorite barrel combo is from Deep South Barrels. So Deep South Barrels and I created an option based on my personal favorite. They created the double barrel package that comes with two 2-liter aging barrels, one for bourbon, one for whiskey. A stand to display your barrels with complimentary shot glasses, and your choice of bourbon and whiskey bootlegging essences, which is basically the potion that turns the raggedy booze into amazing tasting stuff. And you get all that for just $220. And use my promo code Hoffman. You'll get an additional 10% off the sticker price. It's a great gift for anybody in your life who likes to drink a little bit. DeepSouthBarrels.com, and again, that 10% off the sticker price. This is a local company you'll be doing business with down there in Pearland. These are good people, and it is a great product. It's the only product like it of its kind. Age your spirits to perfection with AJ's Double Barrel Package at Deep South Barrels, DeepSouthBarrels.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugarland, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Constellation Field in Sugarland. And if you are looking for something to do tonight, it looks like the rain is starting to go away. So still plenty of time before the game starts. I'm looking at the Doppler.
Are you looking at the Doppler or the Mega Doppler?
I'm going to go to the Mega Doppler next.
Because I feel like once there's a Mega Doppler, if you just look at the Doppler, you're wasting your time.
Well, that is true, except I like to use both. Yeah, I'm new school and old school when it comes to Doppler. Because usually the the actual Doppler goes out deeper so you can see farther away. Right now we're in the green.
Is that good?
Yeah, although it looks like there's other red, but hopefully I think that's going to bypass us. I think that's going to hit the people closer to downtown.
Former Rock the Mic champion Mike Liebeschock is walking around here at Constellation Field, which reminded me, John, do we have our finalists?
Yes, we're going to go with Syed and Andrew Bryant.
Andrew Bryant, who, if I'm not mistaken, has been a finalist before.
Yes.
And Syed, who interned for us
he
at
did,
one point.
He did, and very funny guy. I actually, without seeing the videos, that was one I predicted would get in. So I like this group that's shaping up here. We've got some past competitors. We got some new blood that looks very promising. And we got some people we're familiar with. And there's two more spots to go. And your last chance to get in will be Friday at Two-A-Days in Pearland. So come on out. We've not been in Pearland. I think it's been a couple of years since we've been down there. So I'm looking forward to doing the show there.
And where is the finals?
The finals are at the Baker Street Pub on Westheimer, back where by where I used to live.
Over and it's a week from Friday?
It's a week from Friday, yes.
All right.
So, anyway, I don't know what the heck's going on over here. But apparently the
promotion staff doing a good job of keeping it quiet while we broadcast.
Yeah, they don't
guys.
Care. They don't care. They really don't. They're over there encouraging people to make noise.
They're partying.
All right. So, really enjoyed Ryan Leaf and how open he is about things. He just seems like a completely different guy, and I hope he can, you know, I hope he helps. He keeps helping people. He seems to be enjoying that, and hope he stays on that path, man. But yeah, everybody's asking about the Shake the Bear thing. AJ's seen it.
Oh, so. Yeah. I saw it a long time ago. It's not something that I needed to watch more than once.
No, I never need to see it again.
No.
I boldly predict they're Canadian.
Yeah.
I have no doubt about that.
You know what the weirdest part of that video for me was? And this is kind of saying something, because there's a lot of weird things to look at in that video. The very end of the video where the dogs are tearing apart the bear.
Yeah, that was weird.
Why do they do that? What's going on with that?
Like, I don't know.
Who takes dogs on a hunt with them and then just has, like, you kill the animal and then you just have them fight over it? That's very strange.
Well, I was disturbed by the bear getting shot in the first place.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
In the way it was crying, it obviously had already been shot once. He's not that good of a shot. I'm going to say this now. That is not going to happen. What happened after that is not going to happen on Bangy the Sex Bear.
No.
In studio. We're not going to let that happen to Bangy. So, here's one for you. What are the odds Altuve beats out Trout, Donaldson, and Betts for the AL MVP?
I honestly think it's about 25%. Maybe I may give him a slight edge, maybe 30%. Trout less to me. And Trout, if Trout were playing on a playoff team, I'd say he has a good chance. Of course, you could say the same thing about Altuve at this point. The Astros are down to, I think they're two games over 500
after
now.
Losing again today.
So I don't see this team making the playoffs, and if they don't, I think it's going to be an uphill climb for him, especially when you look at Betts and Donaldson, who are on at least projected playoff teams. They're probably going to have sort of an edge, not to mention they play in East Coast markets. It's there's advantages to that.
And really, it's still a little early to even make that determination. If the Astros win 10 in a row, I think suddenly he's the favorite.
He very well. I mean, hell, 2 weeks ago he was the favorite.
Yeah.
They just started playing like a bunch of a-holes.
And so much of that's going to depend on what happens.
And again, it's not that it's not like it's his fault that they suck all of a sudden. It's really not. But that's still going to be held against him.
He's the one reason that they're still over 500.
He's the only reason they're even in this conversation. But if you're the MVP of the league, and this, I mean, they voted guys in before who didn't make the playoffs, but it's rare, and I think it's rare for good reason. If your team doesn't make the playoffs, how valuable are you really?
Right.
Are you the most valuable? I have a hard time with that. I think for him to really – to be considered a favorite, he would have to be in a playoff position, and right now he's not. I'd probably put – I think Betts may be the best bet right now,
yeah.
Especially given the market he plays in. I honestly think Donaldson, what's hurting him is he won it last year. And these baseball writers are old school, and they don't like to give it to the same guy twice unless it's just a lopsided – you know, there's no way they couldn't. And this is one of those years where I think there's several guys they could consider – and they're probably going to look to give it to someone new.
My guess is right now they're probably looking at Mookie Betts more than anybody.
And I'm not sure. I mean, Donaldson's having a great year, but I'm not sure it's as good as he was last year.
No.
And not that that has anything to do with it. A couple things from yesterday that I wanted to get your thoughts on, and one was the John McClain tweet that apparently the Texans
I didn't see it. I got it. I need
he,
to know.
He basically tweeted that, you know, Clowney didn't talk to the media after practice. Maybe he was afraid he would get hurt. It was essentially that.
Did he delete this tweet?
I don't think he did, but then he last night he tweeted out, after practice tomorrow, I'm going to apologize to Javion Clowney for cheap shot I tweeted when he didn't do interview with the media. Because my wife reminded me tonight I haven't covered NFL for 38 years by taking cheap shots, especially when a player is injured like Clowney.
So he did delete it?
I don't know. I can't find it now, so I don't know if he's deleted it.
Oh, yeah, it's deleted.
He probably has, but I have to say it wasn't that big of a cheap shot. It was just a joke. People overreact to everything, man. Come on.
I agree with you. And again, to me it comes down to what job do you do? If this was some slapdick host over at 610 who said that, that's a joke. When it's a guy who's like a supposed to be like a legitimate reporter, I don't know if you say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, although I think the lines are a little blurred because he's also a radio personality. He's
it's
also
like
a lot
Jay
of things.
Jay Leno can say something that Dan Rather can't. That's just the way the world works, right?
Yeah, I mean, although the SportsCenter anchors drop stuff like that all the time, and technically they're doing the same kind of thing. I didn't see anything wrong with it. Now, the tweet's gone, so I can't tell you exactly what it said, so it's kind of hard to judge it. But, I think it's an overreaction from people. I think it's... You know, but obviously he felt bad enough about it to apologize. So
yeah,
and then Robert wants to know what you think of Art Briles' comments yesterday.
Listen, I don't know what to think of.
No, there's a tweet. It says Clowney refused to do interview as he was walking off the field. Maybe he would have gotten injured talking to us.
Okay,
that's not that bad.
I don't think it's that bad, but I'm not surprised people are upset by it.
So anyway, back to Art Briles.
Apparently some people think that Art Briles is going to coach again, and more people that I respect are saying he is going to coach again. I still don't think it's going to be this season. You know, it'll be in 2017 if it does happen. The fact that it's even being discussed is insane to me. It really is. And
well, for him to come out and say he didn't do anything immoral and then basically compare this to losing his dog, I thought was just flat-out bleeping ridiculous.
I think that he must have some sort of a guarantee that Baylor is never going to release that entire report.
I guess. But
because otherwise you don't say things like that, right?
He needs to keep his mouth shut. He really does. How can you say you didn't do anything immoral?
I don't know how you could say it. And keep a straight face? I don't know.
Yeah. And why the Texans are letting this guy come around and have a forum for this is beyond me. This is supposed to be your holier-than-thou Texans.
Yeah.
I object to it on a lot of levels. Back to people overreacting things, Soccer Bilal says, what are the odds Ellen will delete her tweet about Usain Bolt?
I honestly didn't think there was anything wrong with that.
I didn't either.
I don't know where we're at in society that's racist now. Had she done that on Michael Phelps, would that have been okay? But because Usain Bolt's black, it's racist. That seems odd to me.
I thought that was silly. I really did.
If Oprah Winfrey tweeted out that a picture just like that where she was riding on Michael Phelps in a pool, would it be considered racist?
Well, I didn't consider this one racist, so I don't know how on earth.
No, I know you did it, but I'm saying would the PC media people consider it racist? I can't imagine they would.
Can we?
It's not racist. It's
I just think the way people overreact to stuff on Twitter these days is. It's just bizarre, man. I mean, the way they reacted to her. I don't know if you saw this, but the Canadian guy, a Canadian girl, is married to the American guy. He showed up for her event wearing a Canada hat, and he's the U.S. decathlete.
Yeah,
and people got all over him for that. It's like, oh, I'm so disappointed in you wearing a Canada. It's his freaking wife. He went to support her at her event. What the hell? And people are making an issue out of that. And then this thing with Ellen. And I mean, I just think, you know, lighten up, people. Lighten up. Have some fun. You know what? Sometimes a joke doesn't work. We've had them that certainly fell flat, or maybe they came off wrong. And you know what? All you do is say, sorry, that's not what I was going for, but it happened. If we're going to be this sensitive about crap, we're never going to joke about anything anymore. What's we're going to be out of a job.
Yeah.
I can't go for that. Where are we at here, John? Oh, Allied Outdoor.
No, I almost forgot. I mean, because I've done 150 lives today. I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. Guys, as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area with custom style and quality, which you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Give the call to the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions to get you ready. They can renovate your fading pool deck, your old patio, your old driveway with a carved stone overlay. It gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface, and it costs way less than digging everything out and starting over. It's trial and hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it's going to look great. It's twice as strong as concrete, so it's going to last. In fact, they stand behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on residential and commercial projects with carved stone. And if you don't have anything going on in your backyard, you want to build from the ground up, blank slate, these are the guys to call. They can get you a functional concrete patio. If you want to go big time with the outdoor kitchen and the patio cover and the fire feature or water feature, they can do that for you as well. Really, you should stop by their showroom and check out what they can do. You're going to be blown away at the options you've got and what you could turn your backyard into. They can help you hang on to money, too. Several monthly payment options, even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. You've got to check this out, this carved stone. Get the carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Like I said, stop by that showroom. It's I-10 in the Beltway. Or you can check out their carved stone projects photo gallery online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400. That's 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
All hail the underdogs. All hail the new.
ESPN 97.5. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live from Constellation Field in Sugarland, where the Skeeters will be the first place Skeeters, I might add. They're 2.5 games ahead of York.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, I have the best record in the league. They are scheduled to play tonight against the Lancaster Barnstormers, and gates open at 6, so in 10 minutes you can come out here and say hello to us. And it's light rain now, but they're out there squeegeeing away. So hopefully it'll all
be good.
It
seems weird to squeegee while it's actively raining. But
well,
I don't know anything about
they said this field drained fast, and I noticed there was standing water out there when it came down at its heaviest, and it's already gone. So obviously it's all good. But, yeah, your first-place Skeeters. It's your last chance to qualify as a finalist in this year's Rock the Mic. Round 4 of the open call is at 2-A-Day Sports Bar in Pearland. There's 2 more spots up for grabs, so if you're entertaining, opinionated, and knowledgeable about sports and stuff, come to 2-A-Day's on Pearland Parkway just off the South Beltway for Round 4 of open call. And see if you have what it takes. Visit ESPN975.com for all the contest locations and details. All right, time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this one Zhang Li sent me. So this is the Zhang Li Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. And a couple of people tweeted it to me after, but Zhang did it first.
Zhang was the first. He was the front runner.
Yeah, so he gets full credit for this. And it's Florida, of course. A 19-year-old Florida State University student was having dinner with his family Monday night in Tequesta, Florida. And then things went weird. He got angry, stormed out of the restaurant, killed 2 people, then ate a victim's face.
Yeah, I was reading about this story about the it's a 19-year-old kid.
19-year-old Florida State University student named Austin Haruf. He left the restaurant. Police responded to a 911 call of a stabbing attack and arrived to find the teen biting off part of a dead man's face in the driveway of a Tequesta couple's home. The man's wife was found dead in the garage, and a neighbor suffered multiple stab wounds. This is a horrible story.
Bath salts.
There's nothing funny about this.
Let me see that picture.
Why did you send me this? This is terrible. That's a good-looking kid.
I think the best part is read the caption of that picture.
Austin Haroof pictured wearing a T-shirt for the sorority Alpha Delta Pi. Haroof is not a member of the sorority. Maybe. Okay, now here we go. Maybe he was in drag and he got found out and that's why he got upset.
I don't know.
I'm trying to turn this into something. That
I think that dude, those bath salts make you do crazy stuff, man.
Is that what it was?
It had to have been.
Yeah, anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, that kid's going to be like the kid in Night Of. He's going to shave his head and start sneaking in eight balls, things like that. Because he looks like a nice kid.
Looks can be deceiving,
Fred. Something just snapped. He's one of those guys you're always going to say, he seemed like such a nice kid.
Him being a nice-looking kid, all it's going to do is get him raped in prison.
Oh, yeah, and maybe get his face bitten off.
Maybe so.
You know how these things happen. I guess we should ask Ryan about that. All right, when we come back, you found an AL MVP list.
Yeah, like a power rankings.
Yeah, and I think, okay, so no game. We have official announcement. Okay, so
if you're coming out to the game,
do not.
Turn back. Turn around. Don't drown. There is no game tonight. They're going to play 2 7-inning games tomorrow, like Ernie Banks style.
Scott, come put the headphones on here. Come here.
All right, come on. Yeah. Get on here.
Yeah. All right, tell the people what the deal is here.
All right, guys. Well, you know, we play baseball, and if the weather will cooperate, even if it's a delay, we try to get the game in. But today, there's just going to be too much of it coming, so we're going to play 2 games tomorrow starting at 6:05, so an hour early. 2 7-inning games. The bright side of that is that tomorrow is Thirsty Thursdays. $2 beers and sodas if that's more your thing. So just more time to drink $2 beers. So
there you go.
Come out tomorrow, and thanks, guys. We appreciate y'all.
All right. All good.
Now, you got to have us out here for the beer night. That's right up my alley.
That's actually a terrible idea.
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I always think it's a great idea. But anyway, so there you go. Game is canceled. We're not canceled, though.
We're going to finish strong.
We're going to do the last.
We're going to power through the weather.
We've got, we've got? We've got your MVP race thing that we're going to do.
Okay.
We've got, I've got a rant against Yahoo, which has gone so far downhill, it's not funny. It's one of those instant reaction things that drives me nuts.
Are you only saying that because we're not affiliated with Yahoo anymore?
I would have said it if we still were. Okay. I rip ESPN for the same thing.
That's true.
Right? So,
you do.
To be fair. But anyway.
That's what I like about you, Fred. You spit a hot fire no matter what.
I just try to bring honesty to the people, AJ. I do. Because sometimes it's a hard world out there.
I know.
And you just got to be honest and fair. That's all. All right. Well, I'm supposed to talk to you about Texas Mattress Makers here, and all the stuff I have is for next month, so I'm just going to tell you about how great they are. I don't even need a script to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers because I love my mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. AJ loves his. You want to sleep better. I've learned so much from these guys when it comes to really simple stuff like how they make these mattresses, and they're constantly trying new things to help you sleep better. And when you go out there, they're going to show you how they make them. They're going to show you all the important stuff. And you're going to look at that and go, wow, I never knew what went into making a mattress. I never thought about that. I just wouldn't buy a bed. Well, there's a reason I sleep better. There's a reason I feel better. If you've got a sore back or anything like that, they're going to help you. It's great. And they will ask you how you sleep, not how much you want to spend. They're at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation. Drop by, see you all in the gang. You could go to a retail store if you're in the market for a new mattress, but why would you do that? Because they're going to mark the price up. They might have even bought the mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, so they're just charging you more for what you would have gotten there. Texas Mattress Makers makes it right there at the factory and sells it directly to you. And they know what they're doing, and they're good people, and I love doing business with them. Make sure you tell them you're a Blitzer. They love the Blitzers. They're going to take care of you. They're going to put you on the best possible bed. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. Visit them today or go to TexasMattressMakers.com. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
This
is The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.